cheese.
Yay, area! Yay, area!
What happened?
Fucking started. What happened?
This is it.
What happened? Yay, area!
That's fucking
bozos.
Hold on, where's that?
Yo, wait, yo, what is this? Yay, area! Fucking weirdos.
You guys are so upset. Fuck, Oakley.
Man.
Oakley.
What's that? Hold on, when am I ready?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, motto.
I told you I was ready right when we hit start. Our managers are not going to like this episode.
Oh, they're going to love it. This is going to be the favorite episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You fucking, yo, you weirdos. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Show them the news this morning.
Check the fucking newspaper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What is
man?
Life? Shout out to the fucking Raptors.
Get it, man. Tell your ass, man.
What we tell y'all niggas.
Yo, we actually did tell y'all that.
Yo, go back to fucking. Go Bro, back to where am I?
This is our podcast. Is a basketball podcast.
Yo, fuck it.
Come on, God.
Where am I?
God.
Yo, last episode.
Hit that.
Man. Yo, that last episode aged very well.
Aged very well. Yo, you fucking listen. In the last episode, I said raps in 5 and I said raps in 6. Mm. Go back. To be honest, I messed up. I meant to say 5, but something says 6.
Mm. But he still said it, though.
I fucking
word for
said
word,
it.
He still said it.
I said
written,
raps
bro.
In 6. And what the fuck happened?
Hey, what else is new?
Yo, we was up partying till 4 a.m. Toronto. It's not about the intro, because you know where you at. Go ahead, do the intro.
Yo, you know what it is. Brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy Jay, man. I got a fucking ring.
Yo, we all got rings. We all, yo, congrats.
Congrats to everybody
Sheldon.
On the brand new
Yo,
ring.
You see the fucking t-shirts? You see the fucking t-shirts?
Come on. Raps, baby.
Turn your fucking headphones down. You know what's up.
You know who in the building.
I left because I didn't want to come back till we was a champs.
Yo, wrap the headphones. Back. Y'all know what come it on. Is. Wrap the headphones.
I might wear this shirt for a week straight.
For real.
I might. I'm trying to preserve the shit and frame it. I'm not trying to sweat around the armpits
too
much.
Yeah, I actually did say that before the podcast.
Yeah, I want to tell my kids, yo, don't fucking touch it. Leave it. Yeah. 10 years later, I'm going to tell my kids, yo, leave it. Don't. Hey, yo. Put my fucking shirt down.
Zay.
Zay.
Stop that.
What's y'all name? What's y'all names, man?
Yo, man, come on, man. It's a chocolate one, man. It doesn't even matter. Fuck
chocolate
all that.
Chip.
Yo, I'll go fuck. It's about the rap, baby. It's about the fucking rap.
Let's go.
Don't matter what my name is.
My name is my name.
Do you know where the fucking chips is at?
My name didn't change, but the Raptor's name?
Yeah.
It changed. Change.
Update.
For the
it changed.
Champions. Yeah.
Brooklyn in the building.
Uh-oh.
I got my fucking señorita in the building.
Ooh. You look up your notes. If-
Nah. I was checking. If you, I know that shit off the top. Look. I got my fucking my.
Why you got a list that says Spanish words?
Nah, fuck what that say. Don't even read that. I got my mi amor in the building.
Woo.
I got my
memorize that one
in the building. Cállate. I just told him to shut up. You didn't even know that was coming.
I speak Dutch.
I said, give me a little Dutch.
They be saying that.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah,
y'all ain't peep though.
Yeah. Let's do it proper before we get into it, because I got a lot of shit on my chest. You know what it is, man.
Speaking of chess, it says Ooh. Champion.
Yes, sir. Yay, area.
Yo, you may not notice, but I'm wearing a new shirt. You feel me? You feel me? Oh, I'm wearing a new shirt. Y'all niggas know the vibe. I'm trying not to get up, cause my knees is locked, but I'll get up. You heard? Yo, man, listen. You know what it is, man. I'm gonna do this intro again. It's your whole yo. You where do we leave off, man? Yo, it's your boy, baby boy Trey, cutest baby in the game, the only baby in the game.
Get this man a rattle.
Get me a fucking bottle. Yeah. Now get these niggas a bottle, cause they crying. Know what it is, man. I got my fucking senorita in the building. If I already did this intro, I don't know. The shit cut off, so I'm going to do it again. I got my Mia Moore in the building, Maria Beltri. I tried this in Spanish, and it didn't work.
I got my love here.
Brooklyn!
Let's get it! Man.
Yo, what the fuck happened? Maria, are you still a Warriors fan?
I was never a Warriors fan.
She was joking about it.
It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
We planned it. I'm like, yo, when you pull up, like.
I was going to pull up with a jersey. So
oh, wow.
Yeah.
She was going to come with a coat and then take it off and say, yo, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to see how y'all treat her.
Like, don't even make a big deal out of it.
Oh, y'all got the game on?
Like, try to hug me and shit.
Shows.
Man.
Wow.
Yo, man.
This is fucking, I can't even. I don't even know what to say because I still can't register what's going on.
Take
right
a
now.
Fucking drink of that gold bottle right there.
Bro. That's the Larry O.B. over there.
That's the Larry O'Beezy. He said Larry, he got really in his bed. Kawhi got super comfortable
got
when
comfortable,
he won.
Yeah.
And that's what's up. Because, yo, you got to fucking play your game. You got to do your shit. Because everyone talking shit. Draymond, you look like a fucking clown. Talking about, oh, we going to win this one. And then we going to win the next one. And then it's going to be a lot of fun. Shut your stupid ass up. Because you sad right now. Nope. You crying in the car calling LeBron saying, come join Golden State. It's not happening. It's not fucking happening.
That's because LeBron signed for 4 years.
That's why I said it's not happening. It's definitely not happening.
For sure, it's not legally on paper. It's not allowed to happen.
Nah, man. Yo, restrain me right now. Because, yo, Draymond, he called fucking Kevin Durant. When I heard that story that he called Kevin Durant crying in his car saying, Kevin Durant, come to Golden State. Oh, my God.
Oh, dead ass?
Bro,
oh,
you
that
guys
real?
Hear? Yes.
Oh, nah, shit. I didn't catch all the.
You heard about it?
I don't catch all the basketball.
Bro, yeah. Apparently, Draymond called Kevin Durant crying saying, yo, come, we need to win a chip. Whatever, man. Whatever you do. Whatever y'all niggas need to do over there to win
that's
a chip.
Sorry, bro.
That's y'all niggas over there. We over here, we fucking chilling, man. And we just made history last night.
From the bottom,
the streets of Toronto is going fucking crazy.
I've never seen anything like this shit.
There's a fucking vlog up right now of us walking around Toronto embracing this fucking love.
I hope I finish editing by now.
Is it with Dre's watching in the future like, yo, fuck. Yo, man, I got so many words. I'm so happy. I was stressing her the whole fucking time. Like, yo, we're playing every single game. I'm like, bro. You don't know what this means to the city, bro. Like, this is, like, big fucking news. Like, all jokes aside, this shit was, like, nobody seen this coming. Toronto winning the chip was a joke. Toronto going to the playoffs was a joke. Went back in 2000 and fucking, I think it was maybe 14 or 15 when we faced the Nets. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn Nets. Fuck,
man.
Yo,
I'll take that shout out back. I'll give it back.
Sorry. But when we faced the Brooklyn Nets and Kyle Lowry missed that shot, we was devastated.
Were you watching that game, Maria?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
What year was that?
Yo, man, it was fucking. It took a piece of our hearts, but yo, man. every game that we're getting closer and closer to this fucking chip, everyone was like believing in the city even more, and it was just like. Even my friends and like my close friends say, I'm like, yo, we're going to win and be
your
own slime. Wipe your nose. Telling you, yo, we not winning. We can't win. Bucks is going to take us out.
What are they talking about, man?
Bro.
I had to follow
some
of
y'all,
man. You got to be there. Yo, listen, man. As a fan, you got to be there with your mans and be like, yo, lift them spirits up. Because yo, last night. He was swaying all over the place.
All over the place.
Yo, the times I was saying, GS.
Yo.
This fucking gold, girl.
My man's let their hopes go down, man. But we
and my man's there to
pick him
up.
Facts.
I was falling.
Yeah, he's like, yo, what if we go to games? Yo, don't talk like that.
What is that?
Niggas slap me in my face and say, yo,
that number
stop
is.
Seven
is. What is that weird fucking line shit? That looks like upside down L, nigga.
Nigga,
I don't know what that is.
Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, it's a 7.
What is that?
Yo, shout out to my mans for holding me down.
Facts.
Hold on, man. Yo. Yo, man. Faye Tanner, the human fucking bandana, is also in the building. And you know, off camera, he got on his fucking championship
yeah.
shirt. Screaming.
His
Faye Tanner. Yo, man.
His dad was screaming last night, which
Faye
is the first,
Tanner's
right?
Faye Tanner's dad was screaming.
His dad, he stood up and screamed? Stood up and screamed, guys. Oh, yeah, that's how you know, nigga. That's how you know how legendary this shit. That's how you measure how legendary this shit is.
24 years, bro.
This guy stood up and screamed.
24 years,
bro. Yo, it's fucking... I want to cry
that's
right
two
now.
Two decades.
I want to fucking cry right now.
Yo, let's all fucking
bro,
cry right
let's
now.
Let's cry right now.
This
hold
whole
on.
Podcast is us crying.
Remember the one time when we're...
I was just crying when I popped the bottles, you know? I just cried.
Yeah.
Good. I'm blessed.
Remember the time when we're in our living room, we're like, yo, let's see who can cry first, and we put on some sad music, and we're all, as kids, trying to fucking cry?
What?
Bro, I know. It gets
crazy.
Yeah,
I was
like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Pisces, we cry easy. Watch this. Nah, I'm playing. Listen, man.
Loki.
What a fucking time for Toronto. Congratulations to the city. Congratulations to everyone that was cheering on the Raptors. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson. I know y'all niggas are not watching this, but yo, any Golden State fans, it was really sad to see those guys go out because sure. those guys are amazing competitors, and it was a crazy game. But whatever you guys want to say, whatever you guys want to do, because I was getting to my tweet and tweeting my shit and getting on my
man.
Cocky shit. Man, y'all can lick the balls, man. Yo, straight
Bulls,
facts.
Man.
Lick my fucking balls, man. Say whatever you want. Yeah. We fucking NBA champs. And it's crazy because, yo, we've never lost to Golden State in the regular season. We never lost at home. We never lost
all
at there. Bro, we beat you guys every single time. When y'all had Steph and Curry was out. No, when y'all had Steph and KD was out, we beat y'all. Mm-hmm. Then Kevin Durant came back, dropped like 50 or something. We still beat y'all. Mm-hmm.
And without Kawhi, we beat y'all.
Kawhi was sitting down the second game.
Yep.
Yo, Golden State is an amazing team.
Amazing.
It was a
Thompson
good fucking game.
Had me
bro.
Gripping my couch. Oh,
yeah,
God.
He was screaming.
Oh,
bro, I had to put my hand over his mouth and say,
he was,
chill.
He was busting her ass.
Yo, Klay Thompson, that is a phenomenal player, and it sucks to see him go down with such an injury like that, a torn ACL. But, like, you guys are going to come back. You guys had an amazing run, you know what I mean? And it's crazy that Toronto ended that because over here in Canada, we don't have many basketball mm-hmm. teams. We had the Vancouver
Grizzlies. We have
Grizzlies,
one, nigga. We don't,
and,
so you don't have that many, nigga?
Yeah. Yo, you know what I'm sipping on right now.
Contact at 4-8, I see
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but it's crazy because, like, you know, it's just a crazy time for Toronto, and I feel like it's deeper than basketball. For this chip means a lot more than basketball because,
facts.
Like, you look at our crowd and you see what people are in our crowd. It's like there's fucking Mexicans, there's fucking Asians, there's Indians, there's Blacks, there's Whites. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we're so multicultural over here, and I feel like, you know, you guys may not see it. I'm not looking where the fuck Boston fans are, who's in the Boston crowd. Like, you know what I mean? You're not paying attention to it. It's fine, but it's just like.
Yeah, but the majority, though, it's like...
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know what it is over there. But, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like...
No,
it's
beautiful.
It's beautiful
yeah.
over here, and
even
it's just, like...
It's multicultural.
It's multicultural.
Yeah,
the like,
my guy
got,
from the Congo, shout out my guy,
fucking
Ibaka!
My fucking prince, are you crazy?
I bow to that,
yo. Fred Van Vliet, man. Fucking, Jeez. Oh, my
he
God.
He came back for that, too.
Spicy? Talk about Paichi P, man. Paichi P. My
so
grandma used to say Paichi, like spicy is Paichi. So
did your grandma say Paichi? She was my grandma's Latin.
No.
She didn't say Paichi?
No.
She
said yo, her grandma's
she
a cutest.
No, like English at
no
all.
No English at all?
Oh,
yo, her mom. What was she trying to tell me the other day on FaceTime? And what'd she say?
I don't know, some other shit.
She's trying to
not
tell me
good morning
in English
good morning.
And was not
she
good morning.
She only knows like two things.
She's trying to say English?
Yeah, in English. Oh, but it's funny because I went upstairs, bro. I woke up and I'm just like, yo, every day when I'm at her house, I'm like, yo, I'm going to go upstairs, speak Spanish. Yeah. So it's like she's been trying to teach me Spanish and shit, trying to connect back with my Colombian roots. Me and Jermaine, Colombian. A lot of people, every time we say it, I said it so many times. Every time I say it, people are like, oh my God, you get the yes, and you're Colombian. And I'm trying to connect back with my roots. mm-hmm. I go upstairs. And I'm like, buenos dias.
You said buenas noches.
Buenas
and it
noches.
It was like 7 a.m.
It was 7 a.m. I told her goodnight. And she's fucking dying. I'm like, yo, your grandma's mad rude. Like, you know, I told her good morning. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking trying here. But it was funny because she was trying to tell me something the other day on FaceTime. And she told me, like, the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, it's cool to see her learning. But, yeah. Yo, man.
Yeah, my grandma said bitey.
Yeah, my grandma said bitey, man. Shout out
bro,
to the fucking Raptors, man.
Yo, this is the Raptors podcast.
Yeah, just so you guys know. Just so you guys know.
Yo,
got the Raptors headphones.
I have so much
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, this is cool.
Come on.
Right?
Yo, I didn't even notice. Like,
and we've been had these.
Yeah. We've been, our headphones been saying raps in six.
Trust me.
Yeah.
six.
Yo, I don't understand how, like, niggas in Golden State, you know what I'm saying? Niggas are here in Toronto cheering and shit. Is this a spider repelling from the ceiling? I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, shit. You were very calm about that.
Yeah.
That was a little, tiny one. If it was any bigger, I would have been on the window.
I'll give a damn. What size is this?
Yo, we're here cheering in Toronto, you know what I'm saying? Getting on Twitter, celebrating. And then a couple people, you guys, Clay wasn't playing. Well, what then? So what? Do we not cheer?
Yeah.
Am I not supposed to cheer?
That make you feel
Am I not supposed to press this explosion button 18 times, nigga?
Do that.
I'm a fun guy.
Is that 19?
It doesn't matter. It wasn't enough.
Bro, we won.
We won.
Bro, the trophy is in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mm-hmm. It's in a different country.
What do you want us to do?
Yo,
there is importing charges on the fucking trophy, nigga.
The trophy had to get his ass checked.
Wait, excuse me?
They checked the trophy for crack. Inside.
Don't do that.
they check your ass at the border. My biggest fear is
shout out to all the niggas checking asses at the border. You know what it is.
Somebody got to do it.
So, hey, it's a job for somebody.
Yo, it's a lot of butts. It got to be checked.
Yo, man, some of y'all be doing stuff with your butts. It got to be checked. You know what I mean? What can I say? But, you know, do what you do.
Don't butt shame.
Don't butt shame. No butt shaming over here.
No butt check shaming.
Our managers are definitely texting us right now. Hey, Jay. Listen, that last episode. But not.
They actually check butts at the airport, though.
They do check butts at the airport.
I'm terrified of that.
To be
fucking so I want my answers.
My butt didn't get checked at the airport.
Oh, my butt is unchecked as
it's
of right
unchecked,
now.
Yeah. My butt is not for the record. Checked. But my suitcase has been checked, and that shit is scary, bro.
Run true.
You don't even got nothing in there, but you'd be like, fuck, do I have something? Mm-hmm.
That's like, a fact. That's a fact.
God.
Like, you try to plan some shit on you guys?
Yo. Traveling with her and her fucking hair products, bro? Oh,
nah.
What's this? What the fuck is this?
So many
products.
Bro, oh, my God. I didn't want to fucking talk about it. This should be fucking the whole trip. Yo, son, they took my fucking. Yo, I need that for my.
Bro, you don't even know what it does, nigga.
Like, bro, I feel you, though.
It's just liquid.
Nah, I feel
it's
you.
Ointment,
nigga.
Bro, and she be carrying it in the sussest containers. I'm like, yo.
Nah, because it's like big products.
Yeah.
Right? I put them in the small shits, you know? Like, it has nothing to do with it, but I'm like, you know, this fits.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What
do
they do? Smell it?
I don't
know. They just open it and they're like, what the fuck is this? Mm. And like, it's like a sus ass jar. And I'm
they're like, nah.
I don't, like, my it's hair products.
Bro, they just took my fucking lotion, bro. Going to Florida.
That's a violation.
Bro, I was in like Florida with like a week with no lotion, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Florida? Well, remember? Honestly, I naturally, I swear to my, I can't do.
And these guys don't have lotion.
Yo, I can't do lotion in Florida.
Lotion, bro.
You can just buy another one, my nigga.
But,
like,
yeah,
it's a special lotion.
Bro, we didn't touch a Publix for a minute, though. When we first got there, brother, like, we got there late, and then we drove to Miami, like, the next day. Stop this, bro.
What else is new?
Yeah, facts. Yo, I'd be sweating too much for lotion in Florida, bro.
Nah,
yo.
I still have to apply that shit, bro.
Shout out to my man Julian, man, over there in Orlando, man, FaceTiming me and shit. We was on the fucking we was about to get the win. We was about to capture the win, which we did. But what else is new? 0.9 seconds left, and I'm on FaceTime with Julian. I'm like, yo, like we got this. He's like, no, anything can happen. I'm like, Julian, shut your dumb ass up, man. We champion. Like,
oh yeah, Aria!
Yeah, Aria!
Fuck it, nigga.
I told y'all niggas, look, is this a beat? Listen, listen, y'all niggas crazy over here, man. Look, y'all fuck it. Y'all niggas know what it is, man.
Fuck out of here.
Yo,
audio listeners.
I got, audio listeners. Yeah, yeah. This is the episode unique. Yo,
honestly, there should be zero listens on the SoundCloud.
I want all zero.
All video. Come to the channel.
Zero. Yo, shout out Faitana for bringing chicken wings and eating it all to himself. Shout
Let's
that nigga
get it.
Right now.
Let's get it.
I don't know why it's me, but every one of my friends, they want to whisper to me and tell me their problems and say, yo, is this okay? I don't know why. I always have these stories, bro. Every time where I ball, niggas will whisper in my ear, yo, Trey, I'm so tired. Take me off the court. Yo, Trey, I got chicken wings. Is it okay if I eat it? Nigga, eat.
Live your life.
Shout out Faitana, man.
Shout out my dog with the manners.
Let's get it.
Man. Oh, yeah, Aria.
On the subject of sports, Maria has family.
Wait, I have something to say.
Go ahead.
I also have a shirt. It just didn't match my fit today. But I have one in the crib, you know?
She got it, though.
Jeez.
I got it.
Show him the receipt.
Fucking talk. You want me to get it in some of my
Yo, we
bag.
Got the fucking receipt.
Don't make me get up and get my fucking receipt.
I'll scan it and put it on the screen,
niggas
nigga.
Niggas
how much
don't
was
know.
Each of pop?
$44.99, and I'll do it again.
We was
at the cash register. What'd you tell me?
Should have got 8 more.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. He wasn't even there.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's get it. Fuck it.
Come on, man.
Shit, man.
Y'all niggas know what it is. Y'all
know what it is, man. It's your favorite song.
Look. Shit. Listen. Turn me up a little bit.
Shit.
All right. Oh, it's done. Y'all niggas man. Lucky, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, you nick. But what I was going to say is a fun fact. Maria got family in the MLB.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
It's like a second cousin. Adrian Beltre. Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
Is he nice?
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably better than him. Yo, honestly, baseball is one of the sports I just don't get.
Bro, yo.
I want to get into it, though.
Get it.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. He sucks.
He sucks?
Oh, my God.
At baseball?
Yes.
What can I say?
You guys play baseball?
Yeah, so we went to Japan. We saw like batting cages, like sign.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I was like, yo, can we please go?
Bro, just hit it, bro.
And yeah, it's not that fucking hard.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yo, it's kind of
bro, the ball hard. Was coming. He was swinging so hard, just spinning with the whole bat. And I was like, oh.
Bro, I am over here trying to impress my lady. I'm like, yo, I got
I think you
this.
Went first. You were like, yo, I'm nice, I'm nice. I'm like, all right, cool, cool.
That yo, on so paper, bad. It sounds very fucking easy.
Yo,
but I don't know. Real life? Yo, I don't know, man.
Yo, she.
You gotta time it like perfectly.
I deal with that.
She, no, Sheldon Powell, no, you will not.
Were you hurting your shoulders and shit?
I will deal with it.
Yeah.
I was fucking sore. Bro, I was so sore. That was the last time I tried to impress her. I swear to God. Now I am very honest. Hey, listen, I'm not too good at this. You want to go first and show me what's up?
Bro. That's being an adult. I like that.
Yeah. Her form
was
perfect.
No, but you were gassing it like OD. Oh, okay, I was like, shit. Like, he's nice.
Everything.
And then.
Everything.
And then you just wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Don't believe me. I'm talking the most shit. That's why when I'm actually good at some shit, niggas would be like, yo, what the fuck? Because I really be gassing a lot of shit. But she was nice. And I like I think I fucking popped my shoulder out.
Damn. Did you put it back?
She did.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, everyone. Yo, man. But anyways, how are you guys doing on the contrary? Bro, what does that mean?
I just want a ball right now. Bro.
I want to fuck him.
That's how I'm feeling, nigga.
Yo, listen.
That's how I'm doing. Shit.
Should I do it?
I told y'all.
Yo, all right, listen. You keep cutting off every time I'm about to go in. That's the thing.
Hey, man, we've been great enough.
They don't need that.
We need that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man.
It's a weekend of not being that great.
There's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing. Shout out to Corey in the house because we prank called this nigga. He cuts hair. We prank called him when we were kids and said, "Yo, you cut pubes."
My dog Corey.
Shout out my man Corey.
Get it? Right what?
It was a long story.
It was a free.
It was Corey.
It was
he's right there.
It was a free app. We had like
Corey in the house. Oh, because there's a Corey in the House Disney Channel show.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
why I was like,
no, he's literally Corey.
Yeah, Corey
in the house. Corey's
in the house. Corey's in the fucking house. We drum
let's get it.
Shout out to my Fletcher's metal niggas.
Shit, so, man.
Wait, what did he say when you asked him that?
So Corey cuts hair.
He said, that's dirt.
Yeah.
Like, I literally remember how it sounds.
Bro. I think we recorded it. What was the app that we're using?
I really can't remember. I know it was a trial. We had like 3 free calls, so you're one of them.
I remember those.
You know what's
It was a voice disguiser thing.
Mm-hmm, so for everyone that's saying who the fuck is everything right now, because that's me.
What?
Who's what
no
is
one asked
on?
That. You're the only nigga that asked that shit.
So let me answer my own question. we were all in high school, and Corey was cutting hair, and everyone was just like, yo, Corey lived down the street from us. He was cutting hair. We went to him.
For the low.
My nigga, he was the barber that was like learning to cut hair. So he's like, yo, I got y'all niggas for the low until I figured it out. Then I'm gonna double my fucking prices.
What
you be charging niggas now?
What else is new?
Corey, what you be charging niggas now?
That's good.
That's good.
Really good, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, with a tip, it's 20. Pause.
Bro.
Nah, with a tip, it's 17, nigga.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Honestly, I'll be giving
$16.
Toonies out here.
Whatever I got in my pocket.
You slide the 5.
I might even put you on blast, but yeah, she doesn't know, like, well, nah, you know what a toonie is now.
Yeah.
And a loonie and
you
shit.
You have to. You're honoring
bro, when
sixer,
she,
you
when
have
she first
wait,
came
he
out
said
here,
you charge 15?
Bro, Maria's in Toronto more than me.
Bro. Yeah.
It's cheaper in Brooklyn?
Like facts.
No, so I, like, Trey came to New York and he needed a haircut. So I'm like, oh, I'll spoil you, you know, like, let's get your haircut. Oh, he brings me to the most expensive fucking barber ever.
Yeah, now, what you got at?
Yo, talk about the time when I'm like, yo,
I thought it was going to be like $25, $30. Yeah. That shit was like $85.
USD.
I don't know about that. Oh, USD?
You fucking scumbag.
Yo, it was a lot. I gave my card like, here you go. Like,
yo, I fucking texted her.
Fuck all that.
Yo, I remember one time Maria was out here and she's like, yo, I got to get my hair done, And we were, I forgot what we were doing. We're doing something. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to come through. I'm going to pay for you, whatever. I got that. So she's like, oh my God, this girl's so cute. Like, da da da. Like, make sure you give her a tip. I'm like, yo, I got you. Like, you know what I mean? Make sure you look good. You hurt? I pull up. It wasn't that bad.
Anytime a nigga say you pull up.
No, but I got my hair dyed. I got a cut. I got a blowout.
She got a blowout and all that. It was like
260
around there, brother.
Nah, but
plus
that,
the tip.
Come on.
The tip. I got there. The girl was fucking doing her hair in shades and said, I'm so fucking hungover. I swear to God, baby. I'm like, yo, why would I tip you if you told me all this?
I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
But from that day, my whole point is from that day, I'm like, all right. I'm going to see you, Maria.
$80 was reparation. I feel you.
That's all it was.
I feel you on that.
But.
Yeah, area.
I did not mean to, like, bring her to the spot. I just didn't know. I asked my dog, Tim. I'm like, yo, I'm in New York. He was shooting Wild and Out in New York for a couple of seasons. And I'm like, yo, where's a barber out there?
Logical.
So he showed me. So I go there, and it was so awkward because I'm like, yo, my girlfriend's paying for me. I'm in the fucking chair, bro. I'm in the chair getting trimmed up. It's too late. I'm like, yo, so how much is your haircuts? And he's just, no. He said, where do you get your haircuts when you're in L.A.? And I'm like, yo, I'm not really in L.A. like that. If I'm there, I'll get my haircut
the
prior
barber
to
asked
that.
This?
Yeah. Okay. So we're just talking. We're just chopping it up. And he's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm like, yo, I hate L.A. because the prices are so crazy. They charge, like, $80 to $100. Bro, we got fucking quiet for a minute.
For real?
I'm like, yo, yeah, they're fucking, I hate niggas that price their shit like that. Yeah, man. You know, I charge 100.
And then he gave you a discount, and he's like, it'll only be 80 or something. And
Only.
Man, that's why I do it like this. Just move from the Clippers. Oh, yeah, what is it? We're at 20 right now? I paid you for what you did so far, nigga.
Bro.
How many hairs are on the floor? I'll give you 10 cents a hair.
I opened every single door for her that day. I fucking made sure her bed was made. I'm like, yo, I am sorry. That was very expensive. And
do you like the cut, though? Yeah.
Nigga, she cut did. Me bald. Shave my whole body for
80?
That
yo, for 80, you could cut my fucking balls. I swear to God.
G-Nicks.
Get it.
Yo, I'm all over the place, but basically, this started from the conversation.
Oh, my God.
Corey was cutting hair, and me and Jermaine and the twins thought it was a funny conversation, or a funny idea to prank call this guy on this fucking app that was like would disguise our voice, and we called him saying, "Yo, you cut pubes," and he took it as a serious call. He's a businessman. He said, "Hello," I'm like, "Yo, you cut pubes," and he's just like, "You thought about it, though, Loki. You thought about it." He's like, "Yo, nah, that's dirt." And I'm like, "All right, you know what?
How much are you willing to?" Nah.
That's dirt. Shout out
to
Slime.
God, man.
Yo, shorties be going through it, man. She's expensive. Yo, nails, bro. Hair.
My shorty getting her hair done as we speak, 260.
Talk about it. 260.
Yes. That's why I said that number, bro.
But how often does it happen? No, not often.
Yeah, now she.
Not often.
Oh, talk about it.
Nah.
Oh, shit. Well, my girl got locks, so not often.
Nah,
like once a year or some shit.
Yeah,
bro.
Nah. Like,
nah.
She usually does her hair, but she just wants to do something special right now.
So pause right there. Shout out to Zora.
Zora,
of course.
Shout out to Zora. Shout out to Zora. She looked, I know that's your woman, and I can say this, she looked beautiful in the new shoot
that
she did.
Say that, of course.
Oh,
she looked amazing.
Yeah.
Zora, if you watch this, you looked amazing.
Crazy.
Amazing. Yo, put those pictures on. Can we put the pictures on the screen?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Put those pictures on the screen, man. Look at her.
Ha ha.
I'm going to bring on the show soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I saying? She has a. She doesn't really do her. She has her hair herself, but she's decided, I want to do something special this time. So 260. I almost paid for that. I said, I shouldn't. But I do a
we
lot.
We could go quarters on it. I'll drop a quarter.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. You guys got to do. And yeah, I was we always talk about this shit. Like when she has to go do her nails, eyelashes. Mm.
It's a lot, yo.
It's a lot, bro.
Hair done and shit.
I just be getting bored, so I want to change my hair up a lot, and it's expensive.
Bro, I just got a lineup. I did my own lineup actually.
Mm. Let's get it, yo. That's the way, yo. I'm trying to learn how to fucking tame my own shit.
I wish I could do that shit. Just in the mirror.
Well, I cut my face right here, but that's okay. It's the first time. Mm. You can get better.
How much is like eyelashes?
That shit's expensive.
That shit is
expensive. Oh, once you could do like this?
Yes.
You saw what she did with her hands? Oh, bad news already.
It depends who you go to. Usually it's over 100 US. Yeah.
What? I wouldn't open my eyes.
Yeah.
I'll just leave.
You have to see
my
eyelashes.
Over 100. Right now I look crazy. I'm trying to get my lashes done.
Come on.
Yo, that's the thing.
She look, hey, she look, let me, yo, you look beautiful right
Let's
now.
Let's get it.
Well, look it up. I'm going to make a blush right now. Hold on. Come on, man. All right, go ahead.
$100?
Nah, yeah, it's like 150.
Holy.
Under 200, but yeah.
For my lashes.
For what? For hair this big. For hair this big.
But it honestly, it's like a process, though.
Yeah, it takes longer shit.
Yeah, it'd be like 2 hours.
You got to take tweezers and.
So it's the labor then you're paying for, more than anything.
Yeah.
It's like the time and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, labor is time.
They don't really need that many materials, right? It's just the glue and the lashes. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely connected.
Is it labor like bringing it?
No. Labor can be like what physical, you do, but then obviously, like if it's time consuming, like
yeah, because it's like one by one. Like how does it go?
One by one,
a fucking
like,
lash by
yeah,
lash.
Yeah,
in bro, your she like falls asleep.
Your lash, yeah, I'd be knocked the fuck out.
But like, are your I feel like are your lashes not just blessed enough to not have lashes?
I just like to be extra, honestly.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, it was a very guy question.
I'm out with
guys would never understand.
I saw me, yo. Oh my god, Super Future, man.
Yeah, that's my favorite
the
song right
best
now.
Best album out right
that's
now.
My favorite shit right now.
What, yo, I gotta.
Yo, it feels like one song.
Yo, amazing.
The whole
I
thing just feels like
with
one
that.
Song.
I agree
it does,
with that.
Right?
And that's what Future needs to. Future, what you did this time around is what you need to do because you be doing too much long shit.
Hey.
No,
leave Future alone.
Yo, he does is like,
don't you
like
perfect.
Shorter? He just zoned in on a fucking idea and conquered it, bro. It's better music, bro. It's not convoluted.
Yo,
I've heard this shit a thousand times.
Bro,
when
a nigga
like
says yo, you know I'm saying real shit.
I have. I'm gonna say this. I am very impressed with this album.
Absolutely.
I don't know how we go from Future, to Eyelashes to Future, but whatever we did.
No, that's a connection.
This is how we do
it.
It was a good connection, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's how we do it. But speaking of Future, can I talk about something real quick?
For sure.
Do you think Future's a legend?
Of course.
Why?
Future's a legend for many reasons. One of my guys, if you guys are laughing,
guys,
I will
leave. Yeah, right? Guys, this is my presentation.
I will fucking leave.
So
listen.
I chose Future. He's a rapper.
Future's my idol. And nah, Future's a legend for a lot of reasons because I think, I mean, in this time, nah, for real, y'all niggas be making me get
take your time.
Nah, hold my hand. So, but it just. In this fucking time that we're living in, there's so many like rappers, there's so many ways to get your music out there, there's so many like, you know what I mean, different platforms to kind of produce yourself and call yourself an artist, right? Which is like fine because at the end of the day, like no matter the platform and no matter the followers that you have, like you're an artist, you know what I mean? Everyone's their own artist type of thing. You do what you do best and you know what I mean, it is what it is. You call yourself an artist.
Yeah.
But Future paved the way for a lot of people and I feel like people it's hard to talk music with people because, like, when you bring up numbers, sales, and all that shit, and to me, that doesn't really matter. It matters, influence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your influence matters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'd be saying this a lot. Like, whatever you do, whatever you put out, if people are copying it, it's because you're influential. Uh-huh. You know, Future is very influential. When you drop... when people usually come out with shit that you're not used to and it's a new sound, they're very, like... they don't want to adapt to it because it's just like, yo, what the fuck is this? Future came out with a lot of shit that even I was like, I don't really know about. Mm-hmm. But then when I literally listen to or like just sit down and like kind of listen to the shit, I'm like, yo, this is really good. Like going back to Monster and shit, I always talk about how these are like my favorite tapes because it's just like to really grasp an artist and
he's about to cry right
talk
now.
About an artist. I fucking am. But like you got to everybody
no, you
knows
don't
like
get it. You don't get it.
You got to go through something to, like, tell your story.
Yeah.
Everybody has a story, and it's just like, what's your story? And your story makes your fucking journey that much more like you receive it better. You know what I mean? Future has a story. So like when he's going through all that shit with Sierra and shit, and even like Chris Brown, bro, like I wish he had a better comeback than like what he did. Like Chris Brown will always be great, but like
Chris Brown a legend?
Like Chris Brown for sure. Mm-hmm. But like the whole Chris Brown Karrueche shit, like I feel like he could have bounced back a little bit better from that. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different topic. But like
Karrueche
Future
or Rihanna?
Karrueche. I'm talking Karrueche.
What happened with Karrueche? They just broke up, right?
They just broke up, but he was going wild and like paparazzi.
Yeah, baby
all,
on her.
You know what I mean? Baby. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like the baby he cheated on her and shit. But you know what I mean? But just going back in Future, just like when he was going through that shit with Sierra and shit like that and right. like on all these drugs and shit. And it was crazy because like I was asking people that were close to Future. I'm like, yo, like is Future really like this? And they're like, yo, he's really bad. Like he, there's a time where it's just like fucked up on drugs and shit like that. It's scary because it's a person, you know what I mean? But their story, and you can hear that like pain through the music and shit. So I love that about them, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like Future's a legend just because he influenced so many people, but it was just his actual story, you know what I mean? And a lot of people now, it's just like, you don't really know if they're going through shit. You'll never know. But
you know what I'm saying? How do you differentiate influence, though, in terms of like what's legendary influence and what's not? Because you have like, for example, and no disrespect to Dude, but you have Lil Nas X, who I would say is an influence right now.
Huge influence.
Yeah, but like, is his influence on level of Future's influence, like on the same quality of influence, or is that kind of like just right now a moment influence?
Yeah, it's a moment. It's a moment right now because he came out with a great song.
Depends on how long their like
influence is. Yeah.
So is Future like, a legend right now, or is he going to be a legend?
No, Future's a legend right now.
It's been long enough?
Future's a legend right now. We were listening to Future in the club in like 2012. It's 2019. This is a long run Future's had. And even before 2012. 2012 is when he hit his like his peak, and it's just like, you know Future. Whether you're fucking a street nigga or you're fucking listening to Future on the radio, Bugatti or whatever that shit was called. You know what I mean? Future had his peak, but like Future... It's Future. You know the fucking
Is Taylor
Future.
Swift a legend?
To some people, not to me.
Yeah, to me.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. So you believe like legendary status.
Yeah.
There's a like sense of folks. Fandom in it then.
For sure.
But why though? Like we like it's hard. Like I'm having this conversation with my girl the other day. We're having this debate and like she really fucked me up because it's like, okay, then we got R. Kelly. Is R. Kelly a legend?
But R. Kelly is like, it's hard to talk to people about like status and like legendary and like who's a legend, who's not.
Isn't that all your opinion kind of?
It's very opinionated.
That's the thing.
Very opinionated. So maybe to me, this is me.
So
speaking,
like, what is a legend? Then,
but
if it's
okay,
all opinionated, right?
Like okay, look, is Michael Jordan a legend in basketball?
Many people would agree.
I would say yeah.
Many people would agree. But off the court, he could be a fucking dickhead. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with what he's doing in
but
basketball.
But doesn't it though?
It could add to it. Adds to it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people away from it.
A lot of people talk about Obama. Obama's a fucking legend.
Because that's why
he's an amazing person in and out the office. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's what really matters.
Yeah, so
historically, he's a legend.
He's a legend. We know why. First black president. Shout out to my fucking
But
hold on. Because Obama was in Toronto cheering on. I don't know if he was cheering for the Raptors, Obama.
Nah, he was cheering for them.
But in my heart, he was cheering for them niggas.
I read his lips. He said Raptors.
Go Raps. But
hold on. Cut you out. But like, so we're talking about the Obama being a legend because historically he's the first president. So that's like a numbers thing.
Yeah.
But you just went to say like the numbers don't really matter in being a legend when we're talking about music.
When I say numbers, when did
like
I say
billboards
numbers?
And shit? Billboard.
I say nothing about numbers, Playboy.
Oh, you saying numbers don't count?
I say numbers don't count. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You said it doesn't count towards
but
the legend.
And saying, I
said,
like,
but you're saying Obama's a legend
because
he's the first.
Because what? He's the first black
president?
Because he didn't really do anything
but you don't
great
even,
as a president.
You
not,
don't
no
even
respect to Obama.
You
like,
don't even have to. Oh, but he's better than Trump. He was better.
Trump
was
is
most,
fucking at the bottom of the list.
He
can't
was the most.
That.
Okay. Yeah, fuck Trump. We already know. Hold on. Yo, your president.
Yo, your boy wilding it. Yo, get that man out of there.
Yo, get that boy gone.
Out of there.
Like, I mean, we don't have to get like fucking into it, but you know what I mean? Mm. There's a lot of, especially in New York, there's a lot of people that New York is so close to Toronto because they're very multicultural and they have like a lot of, there's a lot of similarities with Toronto in them. Mm-hmm. Right. But we'll get into that after. We went from eyelashes to Future to Obama to legendary status.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
But I think Obama is not to do with him being the first black president. Obviously, that's big, but it's just like he was for the people. When you're for the people, it's just like that sticks with them. You know what I mean? When you're genuine with the people and shit,
but it,
that kind
of
sticks with
for
them.
For sure,
shit,
but
does
that, is that because of the contrast between the presidents that surrounded him before
it's like
the and after?
Yeah, it's like
the
category
that
you're
coming
in.
Off what, George Bush was before Obama? Like, you're coming off two dickheads. So obviously he's like But it's he was for the people. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Obama as a president. But I'm just saying, like, we're talking about legend. I'm trying to figure out what is the universal checklist for being a legend. That's what I'm trying to pinpoint.
Do something different.
Yeah.
Okay. And then have like an influence on people around you.
And so, like meet and stand and behind what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. When you stand behind what you're doing and you have meaning.
It wasn't Michael Jordan all numbers, though?
It could be very opinionated.
Isn't Michael Jordan a legend because of his numbers?
That's something else now, though.
Also, Michael Jordan was in a time where you didn't really have access to the personal life like that, right?
And that's
you didn't know what Jordan was doing until it was like a very extreme.
That's true.
His gambling shit, whatever. I ain't taking pictures with no niggas. Like, that whole shit with Kareem there. Like, you didn't know any of that shit, right? But I say all that to say this because... So I was having this conversation with my girl, and we were going back and forth on if Chris Brown's a legend. I felt like he was.
Breezy.
She felt like he isn't because of the whole Rihanna thing, you know? And I couldn't really combat that because, like, as much as I like to say the music, like, that's just part of his conversation, right? That's part of his DNA no matter what.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's very unfortunate because Chris Brown is a very talented artist, and anything you do, it will taint your image. Like,
and it's the same with R. Kelly. Exactly.
He's a very talented individual, but he's fucked.
Fucked.
When that came out, that shit was... That hurt me because I'm like, I was so attached to this nigga. Like, I loved his music.
Yeah.
But it's just like... When you do shit like that, it detaches you from that person, and it's fucked, and you never want to hear shit like that because you don't want to believe shit like that. You know what I mean?
So does being a legend encompass all of those things?
When you talk when you talk about a certain subject and say, like, okay, Michael Jordan in basketball and putting up numbers, you got to compare numbers in basketball. You can't be a legend because... Oh, you're fucking you're off the court. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, what you're talking basketball, so let's talk numbers.
Is that not the same in music though?
But music is different because music is so opinionated. You can talk numbers and shit, to me, Ariana Grande's like I don't care for any of Ariana. I wouldn't call her no legend. I wouldn't say any of that, but that's to me now. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm letting my feelings get involved in that. But Ariana Grande can fucking sing.
And I agree. I think there is an opinion aspect to what you call a legend. I do, but my girl is just like, no, like she feels like that's not right. Like,
I think in
like
certain cases.
I feel like in certain cases,
it's really
hard. It's just impossible to, like, I can't. But then, like, yeah, is Taylor Swift a legend?
She may be. Not to me.
Yeah,
just that's why I can't
believe
that.
Fan base is
it's crazy. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. And can we talk about Rihanna for a second from going bankrupt?
Let's talk about Rihanna for the rest of the podcast.
So don't
get it.
Definitely can.
Let's fucking get it.
You're going from bankrupt to like one of the most fucking paid artists. Like you're on four. You know what I'm saying? Like that is a fucking huge jump, bro. And it's just like shout out to Rihanna because she did something that I feel we're in a time where we can do literally anything. And I tell all my friends, everyone that's around me, I'm like, yo, you can do anything you want to because like. We're in a time where it's that, take advantage of it. You know what I mean? Rihanna was the artist where it's just like, yo, you're just sing. Just give us music. Everyone's like, yo, just give us music. Bro, she gave us panties, bro. Like, give us.
I bought some panties for me, nigga. On me. Like, yo, let me get those.
She gave us lavender makeup.
Many shades.
Holy
shit. A bunch of makeup brands started jumping on that wave after.
Come on.
She set the example.
Talk to them, man.
Let's get it.
We was in Bali dancing to Rihanna's music.
Holy.
Yeah.
Amazing. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We was fucked up.
Y'all fucking love that Rihanna scissor joint.
Oof.
Which one is that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what it's called. Was it the first one on the joint? What was it called?
I think it's Consideration, right?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
On Anti.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I never heard the song title, but I was cook it.
Yeah, that's a good song.
For the record, because we're all over the place. Future's a legend to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's personal.
I agree.
That's whatever. You know what I mean? People are legends in their own ways and shit.
Mm-hmm. R. Kelly's not a legend, though.
R. Kelly's shit got stripped. Like, you know what I mean? All that shit got stripped from me because, like, I'm sorry, boy. Like, you know what I mean? You did what you did, and that's
hope it was worth it.
What we say in New York, it's a fucking dub. That's what we say?
That's what they say, right?
That's
what they say?
Yeah. Okay, cool. But,
Three in the building. Beltry.
Rihanna shit. Were people complaining that Rihanna shit was too expensive?
Yeah.
Were they?
Fuck out of here.
The female community?
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good price. That shit is great. Quality is great. I don't know if you guys read, I sent it to you, her article. I forgot with what magazine, but she was saying how she took a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading it, and it was like, you know, you got to put like yourself first and like mental health and shit.
Oh, I fucking, like, yo, if you're putting shit out for the people and the shit that you put out is coming from your mind, nigga, take care of your fucking mind. Make sure you're good so you can take care of everyone else, my nigga.
Because people are coming at her, like, where's the music? Where's the album? Yeah. Like, bro, just pressuring her. It's, and it's like, bro, she's taking time for herself.
Bro, you want confused music or do you want music that's, like, fucking honed in? She knows what she's doing. Yeah. She knows the direction she's going in. She knows what the fuck she's talking about. What she stands for.
I'll give y'all niggas house music.
A little bit of that pressure can be a good thing, though, you know? A little bit of that.
Yo, I think pressure is great, bro. I think you need that pressure. I think pressure makes you move in life, nigga. Yeah, like, you get too comfortable, then you get that pressure. It's like, oh, fuck, I got to do something. Then you figure
like,
it
we
out.
Put pressure on the Golden State Bulls. Get it! And y'all did not move, nigga. Yo.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Just making a move.
Made y'all niggas move the fuck out the way. Running That's exactly fast. What we did.
Turn your headphones down.
But, please. Nah, I mean, yo.
Yeah, facts.
Social media is crazy.
I don't be honest.
Nah, it's like, it's crazy because, like, it really promotes a lot of things that, like, we're going through, and it connects ourselves with, like, a lot of artists out there that kind of promotes that shit, like mental health issues and shit like that, and saying, yo, take care of yourself first because whatever you're putting out is a representation of, like,
you.
Like, it's like you. You know what I mean? It's like, it's your message, it's what you're trying to put out, and it may not even be mental health, but it's like, did y'all niggas ever stop to think and say, like, yo, is Rihanna even happy with the last project she put out? Like, you could get this life moves so fast.
She started so young. And she was just shaped to be this person that we wanted her to be. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Don't sleep.
She's grown as fuck now. She's doing her own thing.
Rihanna's a different image now.
Rihanna dropped albums like Future, bro. Rihanna used to drop.
No,
I swear to God,
don't. Future's a hood nigga. This nigga dropped an album a day.
But in terms of like
Man?
A pop artist,
yeah, she did.
Nobody was putting out more albums than Rihanna. Bro.
She got, like, I didn't even know.
Her. It was like, bro, Rihanna, you just put one out. Like, chill out,
bro.
She used to put
hits after hits after hits after hits, and it's like she was always on the radio. She was
different styles.
Yeah, different styles.
Each album, like, take a break, chill out.
She's good.
And Robin, like, chill out.
It's you know what I mean? Bro. It's just like a lot of people, again, I think we said this before with, again, this time that we're in, that we're living in right now, people are so used to just like getting fast. Yo, when's the new video? When's the new album? When's the new song? It's like, nigga, this shit takes time. You want quality shit, it takes time. Like, when fucking Frank Ocean disappeared, I was happy. I'm like, nigga, when you come back, it's going to be fucking crazy. Niggas is talking because you guys aren't like, you may not be in that world of creating shit, but it's just like, yo, you don't understand that, like, that shit takes time. When it gets here, it's just like, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be perfect. You know what I mean? It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
on
like,
time, never late.
I don't know, niggas like, yo, do what you gotta do. Take care of yourself. Make sure all that shit's perfect. Because like when you deliver, just fucking deliver. You know what I mean? But shout out to Jay-Z. He's a fucking Billy
in the building.
Shout out Brooklyn. Crazy. Oh my God,
Brooklyn
projects.
Let's get it.
I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know.
Let's get it. Yo, that shit is inspiring, nigga. Crazy, especially now to go back in his music and, like, hear the shit he's talking about. Like, this nigga's always talking in one direction. He knew where he was going. He knew what he was doing. Dropping mad fucking gems. And then to see him actually do that shit.
Bro, I will rap different. Imaginary Players right now.
Oh, yeah. God. You don't want it.
I fucking love that
You
song,
don't want
bro.
It.
I remember.
Crazy. Come on.
The first time when I was, like, talking to Maria, we're fucking, was me and you. We like took you around Brooklyn. We're like, yo, this is like
we took her around Brooklyn.
Yeah. We're like, yo, this is big.
Oh,
this time.
Remember? Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It was in the vlog. Yeah, we vlogged it. Yeah,
I be chilling.
We're like going around Brooklyn. We're like, yo, like I don't know. We've always, I guess, we just been fascinated with Brooklyn, not Brooklyn, like New York in general.
Yeah. Yo, New York is like, fucking sick. I want to be in New York this summer. I want to like spend some time.
Yo, honestly,
let's fucking do it.
Let's get it. Yo, I've never been in New York in the summer. I want to do it.
Yes.
Come yo,
here,
let's
y'all.
Fucking do it.
She's so am.
Come down.
Let's go right now.
Yeah, the raps won the chip. We can leave now.
It's like, it's like, honestly, like, just being in this relationship has been crazy because you learn so much of just, again, coming out of your comfort zone, but fucking just like, you guys know, like, you guys have so much culture there where it's just like, yo, what the fuck, Big L and fucking Jay-Z and like, you can go to Harlem, get a fucking chopped cheese, and like, you hear this shit in Paid in Full. You hear this shit from Cameron. You hear this shit from Jewels. Like, this shit is like, you know what I mean? Like, we fucking make fun of New York so much. Not even make fun.
We
like,
don't make fun of it. We don't.
We like
we
put on the accent.
Yeah,
like, we
embrace
it.
People actually ask, yo, what's with the New York accent all the time?
It's like, bro, it's just fucking, bro, this shit is more comfortable than like my regular accent.
Like, it's crazy because like, when she comes here, she's like, yo, like, where can I get some, fucking
a sandwich. I just want a sandwich from the bowl.
Oh yeah, we don't got. Like, see what come with our sandwiches now.
I'll say Tim Hortons, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, we got. I'm working on it though. Yeah, yeah.
I'm over here taking her got tomatoes like raba and shit like that. And she's like, yo, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I'll try better. Take her to Loblaws, like. Bro, I could never please her, bro. Cheeses? I'm like,
yo, you gotta sit down if you want a sandwich. You gotta sit
down.
No,
the first time I've ever had a chopped cheese was with you.
Yeah, I
what?
Sort of.
Yeah.
You put her on
them. Yeah.
And you could thank, you know, no, you, like could thank for that? You could thank Dipset for that. Mm.
Shout out to Dipset! Nah, for real.
But it's just like, again, like we're just like super fascinated with New York, and I feel like just I don't know, just
bro, and it's genuine, bro. Like it's not no bullshit, bro. Like it's genuine, bro.
I fucking love New York.
Yeah, bro.
Like, if I wasn't from Toronto, I'd be like, can I be for peace?
Can I be your God, please?
That'll be my next choice.
To be in New York.
New York. Bad,
like, it's very fascinating. It's like you guys have so many different cultures there. And even in the summertime when I'm there and you guys have like block parties going on, I'm like, oh, what's going on? They're like, oh, no, they're just chilling today. Like everyone's just off work. And Dominican flags are hanging from the light posts.
Sitting
and
on
shit,
stoops.
Like,
I want to sit on a stoop.
I sat on
comes through.
Nigga, I love Hey Arnold. Was Hey Arnold in fucking New York?
Yeah.
Was it in New York?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I read the other day it was like in Seattle or some weird shit.
No.
It confused me. Hold on. Where did Hey Arnold?
New York.
It's too many stoops, bro.
Where
it's too many stoops were in Hey Arnold.
I think it was in Jersey.
Nah, we don't.
Y'all beef
with
Jersey? You were in Jersey for the concert. Lying it.
Brooklyn.
Is it a fictional American city of Hillwood? Yeah.
Nah, niggas know what it is, though.
What's Hillwood? Is Hillwood's in New York?
They just made it up.
It's, fictional, right?
Yeah, is Hey Arnold set in Brooklyn?
Washington State.
Yeah.
Some episodes suggest that the city is located in Washington State.
Mm. They should have said. They should have. That's a typo. They meant to write New York City.
Yeah.
It's getting.
They know.
They got stoops in Washington.
But yo, my fucking where I brought this shit up is because a lot of shit that I was like thinking about or talking about or whatever the fuck, like just like from movies and shit, I'd ask her, I'm like, yo, do niggas really give buck 50s out there? She's like, oh yeah, I saw this like in my school, like that's normal. I'm like, yo, do niggas
it's
really
normal,
like, but it's common.
But
can you just put it together?
Shit.
Okay, well, I've seen that before.
Well, watch this.
You may have witnessed a buck
have 50. You witnessed a buck 50?
Yes.
Was it scary?
Have you witnessed a buck 50?
It was on a
not
girl
yet.
Jermaine, have you witnessed
a
buck 50?
No, I haven't.
Faitana, have you witnessed a buck 50?
What's a buck 50?
Corey, have you witnessed a buck 50?
Do you know what a buck 50 is?
Oh, shit. He gave a buck 50.
Yeah, I offered that. One of my services, actually.
$5. That's what I offered for that. But what?
A lie.
What happened with the buck 50?
So.
Yeah, talk
my, that story. It was in middle school, too.
Middle school?
Yeah, I was like in seventh
grade.
We were
playing basketball.
Middle. Yeah. No, yeah. So my middle school, we had like a program where we would play basketball in the morning.
The buck 50 program? The
no.
Yo, the name of it is funny, but what it actually is pretty fucked up.
No, yeah.
Shout out New York.
Shout out New York City.
Okay, so we would like, we would play ball in the morning, and then we would like all go to McDonald's after, like, we had like a break, an hour break.
Okay.
So it was like breakfast time, but we could like leave to go
get
breakfast at McDonald's, and it was like 5 blocks away or something. We all walked.
Wait, how long is 5 blocks? We don't do blocks. Sorry.
Yo, like a 3 minute walk.
Okay, literally, it's a
all blocks the same.
I'm sorry.
Size?
No, because they're all the same size. Because he says down the block, that should be like a 30 minute walk, and I'm like, what the fuck?
It is down
bro,
the block.
Bro, I'll be like, yo, it's down the block.
The block is long.
It's a big block.
The block is long.
Yo, it's a very big block.
I will fuck
a block.
One block.
Bro, I'm like, yo, it's just like. Today we're walking. I'm like, yo, Chipotle is just down the block.
Bro, he's like, it's right there, bro. I can't even see it.
Yo, we got
like,
big blocks. It's right.
Per block, yo, literally a block is like, it's like maybe, I'd say
from that wall
30-40 minutes,
20 meters. No, nigga,
that's
it's like
block?
It's like five, it's like 30
what?
Seconds.
Wait,
yeah,
hold on.
Oh, you're block. Saying in New York?
No, in New York,
I'm down here.
No.
Here is like 30 minutes.
Unless you're like in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, they're short.
Yeah.
In Manhattan, they're like long, like avenues are long.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like a universal block.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I thought it was like,
not like a kilometer,
still,
right?
Like
a
measurement. Down the block is like Manhattan.
It's just if
time
you know,
is like
you know.
45 seconds.
Yeah. Imagine your New York GPS is like,
continue for
and
4 blocks.
And your destination is down the block.
Very conspicuous. I don't know what
you're continue.
So we walk like a 3 minute walk to McDonald's every morning.
Okay.
And then this girl, she was really pretty. She was like, talking to somebody's boyfriend or something like that. Like, it wasn't her boyfriend. She was talking to someone's boyfriend or something like that. And then, like, she just got her face got.
Oh,
like,
she
like,
got the buck 50?
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, my God. And we were, like so scared. Like, yo, we're just trying to like bro, go I'm to like McDonald's.
Seven, nigga.
They're in they're in middle school. I'm fucking screaming.
But it's crazy because like this shit, like the shit that they be like showing in movies and shit. Like literally, I'll just ask her like, yo, this is what I seen in a movie. Did this happen as a joke?
Did Cameron really?
Oh yeah. That shit happened. I'm like, that's what the fuck? Yeah. It's actually crazy, but it's like, it's also cool how they like embrace what they have there, because it's just like you can go up the block and get like some Dominican food or some like Mexican food or some like Colombian food. You know what I mean, like there's sections for it.
Yeah.
And I always said like in Toronto, I'm slowly starting to find out like those certain parts that you can go get like certain foods and shit. But it's really hard to find it. It's just like, yo, you can go up the block and get like this type of cheese. And I'm like, bro, we're looking for hours for this certain type of cheese for her to cook it. I'm like, yo, you gotta show Jermaine this. Because, like, I go to New York and I have all this food and, like, it's just normal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? We don't have this shit. And again, like, when we were younger.
That's America, though. That's, like.
It is. It's New York. It's New York.
No, because I've been to like, L.A. and, like, I've looked for the cheese that I buy there. It's not just there.
New York, bro. It's
okay, shit.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it's really cool. And I've been waiting to have a summer out there where you guys were just, like, we're all out there and bro. Just, like, kind of embracing it. But
I'm ready.
Even I'm ready. It's honestly, it's amazing. Like I've gotten familiar with the city and even like, Brooklyn and shit. It's really cool. Let's go right now.
It was honestly.
Nah, but being in New York, what's like maybe I guess what's good there? What's like your favorite? Like
what's a typical day for you?
Yeah,
you know
what's a typical day in New York? Yeah,
yeah, for you.
For me personally.
Yeah, for you personally, yeah.
I wake up.
Brush my Tims off.
Hold on, you don't own that.
No, I don't own any Tims. I had pink Tims when I was younger.
What's that about? You don't like the design?
I just think, I mean, it's like an ongoing joke. So I don't just.
I feel you.
You know.
I feel you.
I wouldn't rock Tims.
I feel you. What do we rock in Canada? Like, what's like a what's nothing?
Yeah, kind of just everything.
Roots.
Yeah, I don't wear.
Yeah, there's a lot of Tims out here.
Yeah, I never wear. Actually,
I have a pair of boots that are cozy.
See if they in my contact email. That 4YS.
Nah, I don't wear Tims though.
Vests? That makes a lot of sense though.
Nah,
yeah. Maybe.
Makes a lot of sense.
Vests? Bubble vest? Is that in New York? The Bubble Goose?
The Montclezy, yeah.
North Face is like the thing now.
Yeah. Oh my God, like I love my North Face.
Like bubble coats and shit.
Like bubble coats, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
puffer jackets.
Yeah,
that's puffer jackets, yeah.
So it was like a.
So you don't. Yeah, what?
Typical day.
I love that.
Huh?
What's a typical day for you in New York? I fucking know the answer to this shit.
I just. We take the train. We walk a lot. Like, I wake up in the morning, get my iced coffee, take the train.
Do you have your license?
Nope. I do not drive.
Wow. You don't need it.
Yeah, nah.
Oh my
God.
Is
there even a point in driving
to us, that is like fucking weird, bro.
Yeah. Like, sometimes he comes over and, like, he tries to drive me to work and, like, he rents a car and we're in traffic for like the same short, like longer amount of time of like what I would have taken the train and got to Manhattan.
Yeah.
But so I'd be taking the carpool, even though there's only two of us.
That's a carpool.
And we need four.
Four?
I'd be in that bitch. Yeah, she got to get to work.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's two or more out here.
Yeah, nah, we got like three, three, or three. Like people with short torsos in the back.
Yeah, no, nah, I'm like, yeah, we just be jumping in that shit. I'm like,
I seen a man on a bike in the carpooling.
Yeah.
Like you're a motorcycle?
Motorcycle. Crazy. You're a sicko, bro.
But even like.
We could just swerve into like.
That's true, but if feds see you, that's. All I gotta do is see you at that point. All I gotta do is see you.
Yeah. But it's like, even like New York, they like put on shows on a train and shit. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's always some shit. Always some shit. And like, after 10 p.m., my train doesn't run. Like, it runs local. So, like, there's just mad drunk people everywhere. Like, just sleeping on the train. Or
yeah, that's too much.
It's, yeah, it's so
it's
weird.
Scary,
but it's
bro,
like so normal. Like, yeah. I don't know. You're just always alert. Like, you never fall asleep on the train. Like, you know that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It's
well,
like,
so really?
Yeah, since you're a kid, like,
I
you just
die.
Know what's up.
I would die.
How young?
Yeah,
how young?
Yeah, like, I would die. Bro.
Asleep, standing up.
Bro, man. Like, yo, I don't know. Like, any motorized vehicle, like, it just puts me. If I'm not holding a steering wheel, I'm a kid, bro.
How young were you when you were, like, when you first took the fucking train?
My dad would drive all the time, so he would drive us. Me and my brother to school, but when I started playing basketball, I started taking like sixth grade.
How old is
when
that?
I was
12 years old,
bro.
Sixth grade,
yeah, like
11, I barely 12. Fucking walked to the bus stop.
Yeah,
but like kids were younger taking the trip, like fourth grade or some shit.
Bro,
but like my dad would always drive.
Oh, I lost. Fire. I end up in fucking Boston.
I end up in Jersey for sure.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
I'll definitely end up in hell.
Yo, today nigga, I'll fucking get lost, nigga.
It is so confusing. I remember there was a day I had to meet her at work, and I was taking the train alone. I'm like, yo, where the fuck am I going?
Bro, dots everywhere. What do I do?
That shit confused.
Is it complicated?
It's not complicated. It's like one straight line. Like you can't get lost.
Yeah, if you live there for 20 years, it's pretty straightforward. Okay.
No, when I told you, you did
it. It took him a while.
It's like, yeah.
Let these niggas know.
Alone,
But your heart was beating fast, though.
Very fast. Yeah. Very, very fast.
You're looking at the fucking thing all the time.
Yeah. Bro, I was like trying to listen to music.
Oh,
and
now
chill.
It's better because you see the stops.
The
before
dots,
you didn't see it.
Up and shit, right?
Before it was like older trains. Yeah. So you were just like listening. Like,
I fuck with that.
But innovation. I just like, it's like, I don't know. For me, it's like I'm very alert of my surroundings and shit. And I always tell them, like, yo. Like New York is like is like a New York personality is like, yo, don't give a fuck about what's going on around. Mm-hmm. I remember this one time. Let me tell you guys a story.
I have a story too.
I was in fucking Brooklyn with her, and we're running around. We're trying to get a costume, I think, for Halloween.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Trying to get a costume for Halloween, and we're going to this mall across the Barclays Center. What was it called?
Mall of Millennium.
The mall.
The Atlantic Mall.
Atlantic Mall. Yeah, I think it was that. It's across from Barclays Center. So we're at Atlantic Mall, and there's this guy like coming out, and he's just
"Oh my god!" Okay.
And he's just like, "Yo," I guess this guy said something to him. I can't remember what it was, but it was just like, I guess he said, "Yo, just leave me alone." He's like, "Yo, fuck you mean leave me alone, B?" And I'm like, "Yo,
You know what gets me tight? Wait, you just gotta keep it pushing."
You said leave me alone?
No, they were fighting.
Two guys are fighting.
Okay, you're just watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
So two guys are fighting, and I'm just like, the guy was just like, "Yo, just I'm just going." He's like, "Yo, fuck you mean you just going?" I'm like, "Yo, like."
No, you just have
and
to
we
keep
were walking,
walking
at the perfect time, and I'm like, "Yo, Maria, they're like about to fight," and I'm like looking at it, I'm like kind of paying attention to it, and she's like, "Yo, let's go, let's go." I'm like, "But look."
Yeah,
he's like, "Yo, just leave me alone." And he's like, "Yo, hold my fucking bag. Yo, hold my bag, hold my bag." And he's like, "It's about to be a fight." And I'm kind of like,
he's so entertained. And I'm like, "Yo, no, you gotta keep walking. You gotta keep it pushing out all the time.
That's my Toronto mentality. Let me watch this."
No, because he could just come up to you like
6 month mentality.
Yeah. And it's just like she was telling me, she was like, "Yo, you can't watch it because like he'll look at him and now the problem shifts to you and say like, yo,
she's
what
right.
the fuck you looking at?"
Yeah.
And I'll be like, "Yo, I'm just looking at you guys fighting." Like,
what's up? You looking at us fighting?
So these two are fighting and shit. And like, you know what I mean? They're just going back and forth. And I'm just like kind of watching it and shit. And there's like three niggas on one. And then she's like, "Yo, let's go, let's go, let's go." Like, you just got to keep pushing.
You're insisting on staying?
Yeah.
So no, he just wanted to watch.
I wanted to watch.
There's another story where we rented a car again because he always drives when he's in New York. So we're going thrifting.
I took the train a couple times. Oh, this story.
We're going thrifting at like my favorite thrift or whatever, right? So it's like in it's in Park Slope, so that's like the neighborhood before Barclays Center.
Okay.
What's
it called?
Park Slope.
Park Slope.
That's what the store is called.
The neighborhood.
Yeah, no.
We're not going.
Yeah, we all have. We all have neighborhoods.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You guys don't have that, really, right?
Mm-hmm. What you mean?
We got our neighborhoods.
Like ours is like, okay, this is Park Slope. These 30 blocks are Park Slope. Then these 30 blocks are Sunset Park, and these 30 blocks.
Yo, we actually do, but I've never. I don't use them. Like my guy was coming from LA. And he's like, "Oh, I'm staying in. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but it's in Toronto." I'm like, "Where the fuck is that?" Mm-hmm. And it was like around the corner,
like Leslieville and shit. Like
I don't say that shit.
I'm in downtown.
Send me the address, nigga.
Yeah,
like I know streets about it.
That's it.
Yeah,
Sandalwood and whatever.
So Park Slope. Yeah,
so Park Slope. So we're like in the neighborhood or whatever, and then like these cars are just. I think it was like double parking. I don't know if you guys know what double parking.
No, we don't do that.
So it's like when they're cleaning the street.
Yeah, it's
like
two on.
Yeah, on one side, one and then side, the other side is like empty or whatever.
They were parked in the middle of the fucking street.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to tell me that? Yeah.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
That doesn't make sense. Though.
Yeah, just but it's like so that the truck can clean one side, and then the next day, like they move
the street
sweepers.
Oh, so the guy that's on the inside, he can't get out.
Oh, because normally what they do is you're only supposed to park on one side of the street, right?
Yes. But like after a certain hour, then they
change it. They do like they do it by like the date, right? Like,
But I know what you're saying. Yeah, they have to wait like a certain hour.
They have to
and then,
wait.
Yeah, like you know, like if you park there, it's like by 12 or 2 or whatever. Yeah. I don't drive. So
this car's in the middle. To paint you guys a picture, there's a car in the middle of the fucking like. Imagine you're turning to a lane.
So let's say there's
like,
three lanes.
There's three lanes. Yeah, one you're supposed to be. You could be parked on either side of the curb. So the left side or right side. There's a nigga parked in the middle and the left and the right. So all three lanes are blocked.
No, but
like,
they're not supposed to be parked on the third side.
They
but they were that day.
So
yes.
that day they're all blocked.
That's
a parking lot now.
They were just blocked because because my son didn't move. It was time for him.
It was time to go after three. Yeah, it was like 3:15 and he's still parked there and they're like honking and shit. Everyone's like coming out like, "Yo, get out."
No one's in the car.
And
obviously me and her are the first ones there, like in this fucking little fucking rental. I'm like, "Yo, like move." Like, you know what I mean?
So anyways, in the 15 minutes, we're like, oh, after 3, like, he's going to come. It's like 3:15. He never came. But in those 15 minutes, there's a homeless person on the street. And we have seats to sit outside, like, if you're just going to wait.
Yeah.
Like, by a grocery store or something. Okay. Or by the bus stop, whatever. So it's like these metal seats, these 3 metal seats.
Yeah.
And this guy's just taking a shit. Like, this homeless person. He's just taking a shit, like pulling off his pants, like getting ready to just like
what the
stop right there.
Regular New York shit.
Would y'all niggas watch that?
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, no, but like he saw it. I would have watched. Like, it's on his side. Yeah. No, my God.
I would have been like, this guy's not serious. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Yeah, like, where am I?
Yeah, okay. But that's fine if you're if you're like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then you just look away.
Yeah.
This kid is like, Maria, look. You have to look.
And I'm he was
like,
coming up. Look. It's on the floor.
I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Yo.
I know how it works. Like,
but like, you know what it is. It's like, yo, when you see something so crazy, it's like, yeah, is this guy really doing like, this right now? Real.
Let me see it. Let me
see. No, but like, I get it. Let me see if he does it. Nah, he dragged that shit for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, once I see it touch the floor.
Maria, he's still going. Maria, look.
Because
and I'm like, bro.
What blew my fucking mind was when this nigga was like, that nigga ate some corn for real. He was lactose intolerant, let me tell you that.
Oh,
but
shit.
New York City!
Yo, let's get it. He was going, and what blew my fucking mind was that someone was walking, like, right in front
of him.
By
him.
And he's still just like, what's up?
What's up?
This is me right here.
Yeah,
like, you know
just,
what
you
mean?
Just bro, walk by.
If you
like,
do it, my nigga. What's happening?
No, you just.
Yeah. I don't know. And like her mentality is like, again, different mentalities, different places and shit. And it's really interesting learning, like, you know what I mean? How she operates and how I operate. And it's just like, it's how I operate is like how you guys operate.
Mm-hmm. Not me,
though. Yo.
You don't gotta, like, you see it and you're like, oh, okay.
But it's just, it's different. Where I was going with this whole point was just like, yo, even when you're on the train sometimes, I see some such shit, I'll be out.
Bro, they talk to you in your face and you're just like,
wait, who's there?
How many niggas will try selling mixtapes and shit?
Bro, like, no,
yo,
that's
that,
like, that's,
I feel bad saying
no.
I always feel bad saying
but that doesn't even happen often.
Know.
That's like Times Square.
It always happens. Every single time I go to New York City, it happens.
Bro. You're just in this,
anybody
like,
wants
Times
to
Square
talk
area.
To me?
Yeah, it usually happens at Times
yeah,
Square.
Yeah,
because that doesn't happen.
And they always get me to stop.
She
yo,
pulls my
so
fucking
nice.
Hood.
Yo,
she's like,
yo,
let's
so
cool.
Nice.
No, because he talks
like,
to them. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yo, it's rude. It's
I'm like,
rude.
What's up?
You just say no.
Yo, my man with the very nice beard. I'm like, oh, shit. What up?
Thank you.
Yo, you like music? And they ask you, like, straightforward shit.
Like, yeah, I do like music. So
I like music. I can't lie.
Bro.
I'm going to say I don't like music?
Yo, they'll be talking to, yo, mama. I'm like, hey, babe, they're calling you, right?
You go to school.
Or her? Maria, I'm tapping with yo, he's calling you right now. But it's like, it's a different mentality. It's crazy because it's like, it's honestly not that crazy. Obviously, different parts, you grow up different and shit. But it's just like, it's funny to actually see it like play out in different scenarios. And I feel like that's just like what this whole relationship has been about. It's just like, going to New York.
Yeah,
going to New York. And fucking later. Now I know. Now niggas be talking, yo, Playboy, keep walking. I'm like, yo,
it's not my name.
Remember we're coming out the
my name was Playboy. I'll fuck
you. I ain't fucking no nigga. We're coming out the train station. And they're like, "Oh, hello, hi," and I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" Take off my headphones and shit. What's going on? She's like, "Okay, we're donating for something." I'm like, "Oh, fuck!" My headphones, like, keep moving, but now I'm just like,
just ignore everything.
Ignore bro, everything. That shit fucks me up. Ask me to donate in front of people. In front of people, like what fucks me up the most and is like the biggest scam in history is asking me to donate at the fucking cash register.
Oh,
there's
a
line.
Holy.
And it's always for like little kids and shit. But my thing is, I don't know where the fuck is going. You just told me about this fucking foundation or whatever the fuck. I don't know where the fuck this shit's going. So I want to say no, but I look like an asshole to the old lady who's beside me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, do you want to donate to the kids' camp or whatever the fuck, wherever the fuck this shit is? Sure, yeah, whatever.
Fuck.
And then you get a little thing, you got to fill out the paper. And like,
I'm a great person, but I say no every time.
I don't know. If I research the foundation myself and I know what's going where and like who gets what, you know, what it's going towards, and that's different. But yeah, you just say yes. I usually drop 5 on it.
Bro, we were just at the fucking LCBO, and then she's like, oh, do you want to donate? And I'm just like, yo, I said it all out. I'm like, yo, honestly, you're going to make me feel like a dickhead, but nah, I'm not.
Yo, I'm just trying to get licked.
You know what I'm trying to do right now. Like,
yo, I got a ball of the jack on me right now. I'm not trying to donate. No way, nigga.
You know what I'm trying to do. I got the rum on me right now. See, I'm purchasing 2 bottles. You think I give a fuck right now? Like
the raps just went. I ain't trying to do that.
Oh yeah!
Yeah!
Here we go!
Talk my shit. Shit, it's fucking crazy. I know what it is, man. Honestly.
Yo, I still can't believe this shit. How long is this? It has to be 2 hours.
How long is this? People, how long is this? 15, human bandana. How long is this?
115.
That's it?
That's good. Yo, y'all carry
this? I could honestly go for 3 hours.
Yo, keep going. I really got to use a bandana.
Yo, me fucking. Y'all talk about. Dancing? I've been dancing. Yeah,
talk okay. about, let's see. let's talk about, yo, you know what's actually crazy that we can talk about? What? Fucking, when she first started coming here, I put her on, like, fucking Ruffles All Dressed chips. It's a really good chip.
Oh, that was she always gets.
All Dressed. That's why she Bro. Fucking loves it. And they don't have it.
Yeah, I don't
there.
Like ketchup chips. Talk about it.
I don't like ketchup chips though.
Yeah honestly, it's kind of wax.
I've seen Maria with that bag a lot.
I was like, oh, is that the same bag you still been working on for months? She keeps bringing it to Canada.
Those are fire though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, they slap.
I guess because they're just. I just.
And your dip.
Always there.
Ooh. Oh, with the dip is crazy. Yo, the dip is bad news.
Okay, the dip, bro.
Trust
I can't have a dip in my life still.
Yo, and it fucks you up because, like, you'll dip and you keep dipping. And then, like, it's not a lot in your head. But, like, when you realize, oh, I finished the whole jar by myself. It's like, oh, the jar's done.
I actually found the dip in a Target.
What, in New York City?
Yeah, in New York.
But, like, does it hit with other chips, though?
Yeah.
Probably not. I feel like you need the Ruffles. You need the fucking crinkles. You need the All Dressed.
Mm-hmm. Yo, give me my fucking top five things to do in New York in the summertime. What am I doing?
Fucking eating the chops.
Because every time I go into New York, it's raining and shit and snowing. It was always bad. I always say I want to come back for the
things.
Summer.
Okay, there's good things. Food.
Okay, it's food. Okay. You guys always talking about the tacos going crazy.
Yes, but you got to get out of, like, the Times Square, like, city vibe.
Yeah,
like, you got to come, like, to the Spanish part of Brooklyn.
Jeez.
$3 tacos?
It's like $1.50.
$1.50?
Yeah.
Per taco.
Per taco.
Per tortilla.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bro, well, there's two spots. There's one that's $1.50 and one that's, like, what, like,
that's a start $3
for...
Oh, yeah.
Pay... What y'all talking about?
Tacos.
Oh my God! There's this one spot. Yo, I'm telling you. Yo,
David,
from New York. I'm not gonna tell you the name, but Maria has put me on some amazing things, and one of them is fucking.
He gained 17 pounds.
I did. But it's again, this fucking price point is ridiculous. You cannot beat it.
We converted.
Once you leave Manhattan and leave Williamsburg. Brooklyn, everything is fucking cheap.
Niggas is gonna be crazy.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yo, mm-hmm. I promise you, like, even.
Yo, let them gentrify that shit?
Jermaine, they won't, though. Yo,
yeah, oh that's why don't say the place.
Good guess.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yo, I don't even wanna, like, expose this area, but, like, there's this area that we're going down, and it's, like, it's.
Oh, yeah, area!
It's a gentrification is a hell of a thing, you know. What yeah, I mean, if you guys don't know what gentrification is, it's basically when they go to like a low poverty neighborhood and they just kind of like revamp the shit and put Starbucks and shit. Yeah,
you did it to your hood.
Yeah, yeah, I had to actually move out of my apartment because they sold the house. It was like a house and it was like three floors, and I was living with my mom and my brother. They sold the crib and they told my mom like get out in like a month, and like yeah, it was wild because we've been living there since I was 10.
Damn.
That's legal?
Yeah, of course. It's like not, the but they were happened. Trying to play my mom.
It's legal, but it's not ethical though.
Nah, but I don't think it. I think you're supposed to give them like enough
a month.
Time.
A month is
a month. Oh, a month yeah.
A month, yeah. 30 days.
I don't know, bro. How they did her mom's is dirty.
Yeah, that's
and it's like we dirty. Like in that neighborhood. I've lived there since I came to New York. Mm-hmm. So like, fucking 20 years.
Yeah,
and like it's the hood. Like you know what I mean. So like when that shit started happening, we were like, it happened to us, and we're like, what? Fuck. Yeah, like this is crazy,
bro. Like sorry to cut you off, but like, okay, again, just going back to fucking this whole podcast is just shifting to fucking New York, but going back to just hearing stories and like you know what I mean, hearing stories about New York and hearing like, oh, does this really happen? Mm-hmm. Like she told me the other day, like this kid just got stabbed on her block and died, and it's just next day niggas wake up and like that's it. You know what I mean, like it didn't happen, but it happens. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like
you gotta keep going, bro.
They just keep pushing, but it's just like the like. I remember she was showing me like pictures of fucking her family like way back when her grandfather owned a bodega, and then she was like, "Oh, this is just down the block. I never have to leave my block because like I wash my clothes over here. We go over here for groceries. We go up here. This is where my grandfather lives." You know what I mean? It's just like it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But that's the same hood that like I've lived.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I get forever. A job at a taco spot then. I'll never leave.
You come back at the wrong time.
But what y'all like, talking about?
Someone got stabbed, but we're okay. But yeah, like
that's crazy.
Again, just going back to that, she was showing we're driving through her area, and she's like, "Yo, okay, look, this is where they haven't got to yet." And then literally like 10 seconds, it's like, "Yo, what the fuck?" There's this
coffee
nice
shops,
ass-
like new, like brand new coffee shops. Like it's like the Mexican part of like. So I live in like a, I lived in a Spanish neighborhood, mm-hmm. so it was like Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, and then when you shift over like maybe 10 blocks, it's like Mexicans and like Ecuadorians and shit like that. You can see from like the Mexicans and Ecuadorians mm-hmm. to like just brand new coffee shops and like mm-hmm. new buildings and apartments and shit, and it's actually like mm-hmm. yeah, we drove by and I was like, yo, this
and
is like
it's sad, yeah. bro. Like they're running up the prices so these like people can't afford
they can't
to pay
afford
their rent.
The rent. Yeah.
And it's like, yo, it's
but
so
like grocery
fucked up,
stores
like,
and shit.
It's real, yeah.
Grocery stores again, like again, ran down and they run them out of them and then run them out of there. And then when they run them out of there, they replace them with like some crazy shit that's mm-hmm. like someone
no
can afford
would,
that. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm,
just like,
yeah.
why the fuck mm-hmm. you got a cookie shop right here? Like nobody's yeah. trying to buy cookies. Yeah. And it's like it was like the first time I actually saw like I know what gentrification is. I've seen this shit happen here, but it was like it was where it's happening there.
Right.
It's like, oh fuck. Next door is literally the hood, and yeah. then right here is like a nice ass wow. part. Niggas walking their dogs,
yo, yeah,
and they don't go past
yeah,
that area.
I was confused. Remember in actually we're in San Francisco. We're in the Yay area.
Yay area. Yay area.
We're actually in the Yay area. Yeah. And then I don't know where the fuck we were at. Or was that a super nice hotel? I'm like, oh, this is a nice area. And then I turn a corner, it's like
yeah.
it's totally different.
That's Niagara, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, I've been in a minute. Everyone knows Niagara to be Niagara Falls.
Yeah. yeah.
But literally down the street from Niagara Falls is looks like Detroit.
And it's like, yo, I get it. It's mm-hmm. like you think Brooklyn, you think like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, we're all like, you know what I'm saying? You think, you know what I mean? Like the hood, you think, but you think culture, you think, you know what I mean? You know what you think when you think Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But it's just like when I was seeing it, I was just like, it was fucked because
that's crazy.
You can literally see it. You can just stand on the street and see mm-hmm. the fucking split. It's an even split. It's just like, yo, this guy cannot afford to pay this rent. They're jacking it up crazy. Yeah. And then this nigga has to fucking raise the price of his coffee beans. And then niggas will be like, yo, that's crazy. I'm not going to pay that. You know, I can't afford that.
Too much.
Papi. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then it's just
that,
like.
The where we get chopped cheese is at in Harlem.
Yeah. Blue Sky? Bro, my nigga. Shout Blue out Blue Sky
oh,
Deli,
yeah.
boy.
They,
shout out Blue Sky
what
Deli in Harlem. Raising the prices, son. Ooh.
They didn't move?
My nigga, they
he
they
said that they were gonna, yeah,
right?
He said they were gonna be out soon.
Yo, man. I went to yo.
Damn.
I don't know how that's we found this right place. There. I think Jermaine.
Yo, y'all
found
go
it.
Give him some business.
Yo,
get yo. You a chopped cheese,
please. We went to this spot. You talk about Blue Sky Deli because you the one that told us to go there.
Oh yeah, where the fuck did I find that shit?
It was a Chloe
camera.
That told us.
Camera yeah, I think Chloe. Yeah, I think Chloe told us. Oh. I was doing my Googles and then yeah, I saw Chloe it on like a list of things and I saw it on like yeah, I was on a list of
like
places they get. Yeah, to try chopped cheeses. Mm. And then I.
Muskets.
Muskets, yeah, yeah.
Judging us right now.
yeah. And then, yeah, I asked my friend Chloe. Shout out, Chloe.
Chloe.
She's like, yeah, definitely go to Blue Sky Deli in Harlem.
Yeah.
So we went out there. Yo, it was an amazing.
Amazing.
Man, history too. Wow. Camera shot videos in that bitch. Yeah, it was just crazy. Yo, and the chopped cheese was amazing. It blew me away. And we vlogged it. Yeah, it's in the vlog. Yeah.
So simple, but so much.
It's
easy.
Good, yeah.
Yo, even when he was making, I'm like, oh, this is what a fucking chopped cheese is.
Bro,
bit it?
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Yo, we,
I floated.
Different. I took her there and we stood in the fucking rain under a foam.
Oh,
booth.
Yeah. They,
my nigga.
That was weird though. The way they gave us it was like through a little window. And like you slide it, and you put your
yo,
money in,
you
and then you slide
in the
it.
Hood.
Yeah, because it was like 4 a.m.
It's
some
really
shit.
In the hood at 4 a.m. Yeah. They're like, yo, no one's coming inside. And, yo, it's like.
You can't go inside.
That's how they do the gas station.
Yeah. But, and it was like, when I saw that, I was like, yo, this is the latest I've ever been there. But it was just like, it was like that kind of area. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's being gentrified because like just down the block, it's like, there's nice houses now. And I'm just like, yo, what the yeah, fuck? Even when we went there, if y'all went there now, you guys would be like, yo, there was a fucking there's a project. Like the project was right there.
Yeah, I remember they're knocking shit down and like mad construction and shit. I remember it. Yeah.
Remember when we went there? Someone like a nigga punched the cab's window, say, yo, I'll fuck you right now.
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Nigga's like, I'll fuck you right now.
Remember
like,
that shit,
bro? He just cut him off and he said, yo, I'll fuck you right now. I'm like, yo,
y'all punch a taxi right now.
The chopped cheese that made the chopped cheese so much better.
It tasted
so authentic. You know, fuck.
Trust me.
Yeah, the whole fucking point was just like,
what was the point?
I don't know. It was a good chopped cheese.
Yeah,
it was a good chopped cheese. But like, you know what I mean? Just like it's gentrification is crazy.
Buy your block.
Crazy, man. Support your block.
Buy the block.
Support everyone on the block, man. It's important because his family's owning that shit.
That's why they're talking about buy your block, man. You buy your shit, and then the price goes up, and then you know you fucking
buy your block. Mm-hmm. Like the whole block.
Well, I mean, not the whole block. Buy what you can, but like buy property. Buy property.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you got it, shit, buy the whole block. Buy property, price goes up, and then you know you profit off of it. And
But man, I don't know. I feel like I've talked so much. I'm, you know.
Y'all see what happened last night?
Oh yeah,
Y'all niggas know what it is, man. Rats in this fucking bitch, nigga. You know what it is. Man, we the champions. Hold the fucking trophy down.
Fuck Steph Curry. Man, fuck Steph Curry.
Yo, shout out Steph Curry.
Yeah, I can't do it. I really can't. Like,
I can't. That's the thing, yo. I never dished the Warriors, bro.
Yo, they're scoring so many points, and that's my guys. I'm like, yo, that's a very good bucket, my brother. Thank you. Yeah, I was kind of cheering on both sides. I'm like, yo, that was a fucking very, not cheering on both sides. I was like, well, that was a good bucket.
Steph is an honorary Sixer, bro. Crazy. Sure, brother.
Honorary Sixer.
Honorary Sixer.
Trust me.
Yo,
Nick's talking about Aisha. Yo, Jay, you don't even watch ball. You don't even see all the games.
You don't either.
You know what game I did see, though?
Game six.
Oh yeah, there we go. Oh, that one was good. I tuned in for that one.
I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Yo, man. And I'm gonna say it like this. It don't matter if Kawhi stays. It does matter.
Yeah, please.
But you know it does matter.
Guys, we're
but
like,
yo,
we're like pushing him out. Like,
it's
low key, guys.
We're not pushing him
out. It's alright if you leave Kawhi. We're not gonna be. No, we don't say
bro. We don't say it.
We're gonna be bad.
All right.
Like,
I'd appreciate it if you stayed.
That, like,
it's so fucking Canadian of us to say like, yo, thank you.
Yeah,
we're appreciative of what you've done for us, what you brought to the city.
Please.
And I'm happy that you were able to see it because like I'm here telling her like every game, like, you don't understand what this means. You don't understand what this means. She's probably saying, shut the fuck up. But I'm like, yo. And the day we won, she was here.
Yeah, she was here.
And the city erupted.
Trust me.
And I said, yo, if we win a fucking chip in the city, madness.
Yo, and I've been to Caravana, I've been to like parades and big events on a last minute thing. Imagine just outside climbing the signs on whips. The feds are chilling. No arrest stemming from the celebrations. That's crazy. We're like, walking through crowds and like everything was controlled. Everyone's shaking hands. Like I felt like I knew everybody.
Yo, you know what I mean? Like, not to say like anything about Toronto, but you know what I mean? At one point in time, we did have a high rate of shootings. We had a lot of shootings in Toronto. Mm-hmm. We had a very hot summer. And like we've had many hot summers where it's just like it was dangerous, but it's just like to see the unity in Toronto and to see the everyone come together as one and just celebrating this time is very like is important to us. You know what I mean? So this is why I say it doesn't matter if Kawhi leaves because you brought something to the city that can't be replaced. Like, you can't take that away from us now. You
feel beyond like, ball, beyond ball.
This
like
is
the unity. Is
everyone
just, is
in fucking like the states that's trying to like justify the shit. Oh, you didn't. It doesn't fucking matter to us because like
Toronto,
you don't understand it. You won't understand if you're not from here. And you can look into it, my nigga. Like the Larry Yo, Beezy is here, my nigga.
There's a parade on Monday.
Yeah. You can't take it away from us. It's too late.
There's a parade today, actually.
Not from Lowry's fingers. You're not taking it.
It's too late. And I'm happy with my city. I love where I'm from. I'm fucking happy that the city is evolving.
Yep.
And you guys are in the world is beginning to see Toronto what it is. Because even when you first came here, and I'm like, yo, Toronto's so beautiful, and da da da. In the summer, you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, it's a beautiful city, and the people here are beautiful. And I'm fucking happy where I'm from. And yo, Toronto, man, yo, you bury me in Brooklyn though, same way though.
Yeah, just put one leg in Brooklyn. Yeah, leg in
bury me in Brooklyn, but like kind of in Toronto at the same time.
My torso in Brooklyn.
Yo, cool.
Yeah, man. We gonna sign out this fucking podcast, man.
Holy.
Raps
and six.
That's crazy. Tomorrow, in a week, I'll be like, oh shit, nigga, we actually. Like last night, I was walking around. Shit. I kept forgetting why I was outside and shaking hands and why everyone's so happy. Like, oh fuck, we really did this shit.
Yo, and like, I already got deep.
Yo, and the support that was in that stadium.
Man.
Yo.
It literally sounded like we're fucking at home.
We won in y'all stadium and niggas was really in there, like packing.
Shout out to all the
right?
weirdo ass niggas in Canada.
There you go.
That are rooting for Golden State. That's weird as fuck to me. How could you be born here, bred here?
Yo, what's niggas
and you
in,
for our next team?
Niggas that's none weird, of what cheering for the Raptors.
That's so
bro.
Weird. Y'all niggas know
where,
who you
where
are
the
too.
Fuck is none
you
of
guys
what?
Are looking stupid right now.
They watching.
And you know what's crazy about this whole fucking champ? This is what I'm saying is deeper than that.
Yeah.
Not even to put you on blast. But when you were in the school. No. When you were in school, like, did you learn much about Canada?
Oh, no.
And we learned so much about you guys.
Yeah, you always say
that's
that.
That's fucked.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's fucked because we learn about you guys. You
like,
want to learn
here.
About, like, that's Canada's over there. Like,
that's what they teach you in geography. Oh, so this is Washington. This is New York.
This
Canada.
Is Canada. Literally, is this. Is that.
And that's on a test, too.
What does this mean?
Yo, picture bro, Canada. If you guys are Spanish, you guys understand this. Honestly, video, you guys, audio listeners, you guys won't see this, but video people, this is what Spanish people do. Canada is just, you know, the pointing with the lips is kind of up there.
Bro, like, we learned about the States. We learned about what y'all niggas been through. We learned about all that shit.
But bro, we're
learned
North
about
America.
That shit. Like, you guys, how do you not? We're connected. We're on the same fucking
land.
Yo,
if there wasn't
like,
that fucking land, we'll be the same country.
We trade resources.
My nigga.
We NAFTA.
Come on.
Shout out to my fucking, yo, Aboriginals, man. Yo. What's that nigga's name?
Oh, come on. Don't do me. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that, brother.
What's it with yo? Nah. Christopher Columbus?
He's been graduating, my guy.
I'm nah. Whoa. I got this. Yo, shout out Christopher Columbus.
Nah, fuck
that.
No. No, man.
Fuck that nigga.
Nah, that's yo, this nigga, I'm yeah. Yo, this nigga Chris.
Fuck that nigga.
This nigga Chris said, oh, yeah, I discovered the land and there's people already there.
I'll put pause on that, man.
So who discovered
it? Seems logical. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You know what it is, man. We like, you know what I mean? We connected. You guys should learn about this shit. And this is why I feel like Canadians are so happy because you guys, again, you guys get to learn about what the fuck, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, mm-hmm. this is over mm-hmm. here. Like, we have something so special. Shout out Vancouver, mm-hmm. Toronto. Bro, it's a whole fucking country,
Regina.
My nigga. Like, shout out Regina.
Burning
nigga.
Out. You're doing donuts in Regina. My nigga. You're doing donuts in Regina. I even know they had cars
in 1995.
Yo, and whenever you guys fucking started the Raptors, I don't even know the date. Excuse me, because I've been drinking on something I can't say.
I'm gonna find it.
But y'all niggas was struggling to sell these tickets, bro. Like, and now it's just like these tickets are going, and it's just, yo, this time is crazy that we're living in. It's really, 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 really crazy. And again, we can't express as much, but being here and living here and seeing the Raptors grow from Chris Bosh to Vince Carter and all these people and DeRozan and all this, it's an amazing time. And I'm happy I'm living in this.
I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know.
I want my chips with the dip. You heard? I'm going to tell my kids about this moment, and I'm happy I'm here right now. And, yo, that's all I got
to
say, man.
Yo, and shame on y'all for leaving when the game was not done in Golden State.
So weak, man.
Now I was like, all right,
talk
where
about
are you?
It.
You don't even deserve
so weak.
It. You don't deserve
and
it.
Even, about it. Even, yo, I'm talking way too
it.
Much. I'm talking way too
bro,
much.
Bro,
remember
when LeBron took us out? And we cheered.
Cheered.
We cheered.
We held
it we're
down
at
for
the game.
Amendment.
Like, no,
like,
we're
yo.
Staying. We're clapping. Yo, that was a good fucking
my
run.
Niggas put in the
that
work.
Was a good
yeah,
run.
My niggas put in the work. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, let's get it.
My niggas put in the work. That it is what it is. You know what I mean? You, yo.
Brooklyn just said if Kyrie signs, they're not re-signing D'Angelo.
Damn.
That's Kyrie's a hell of a player, though.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been.
Is that bad
he
news?
Has.
Yeah.
He has still. Yeah. Kyrie hasn't. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's
you
thing.
Know
you guys
mean?
Think.
Yo, just, but it's not about Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, Ariel.
Get it. It's about the fucking Sixers right now.
What else is new?
Yo,
let's
man.
Get it.
Yo.
I'm a guy.
End of the day, all we're saying is, yo, I think we have the best fan base. And I said it to these guys. When Golden State was having their run and their fans were going crazy, and I'm like, yo, Oracle is so fucking loud. Even through my TV, I feel that with Toronto, and I felt that with Toronto. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, yo, this is what we took it. Because niggas, Toronto, you're never going to see us leaving the game even if we're getting blown up by 20. Like, you know what I mean? We're there. Playoffs,
yeah, you guys
my nigga.
Are so nice.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Still I'm not fucking gonna, nigga up,
yeah,
dope.
Man,
what's
you,
happening?
Yeah. Shit. This is my outro, man. I'm proud to be from Toronto. I'm happy that we won the chip. I'm happy that there's so much attention on Toronto. You guys
yeah,
see
we
what we're about. Yeah, yo, real. You know what I mean? You put up a good battle, but you know what it is, man.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, idiots.
I'm done talking.
Shit, man.
Y'all can check out.
Shout out to
man. Random morning, man. Thank you guys for watching again. I got one thing I got to say before I get out of here. This Friday, June 21st.
Let's get it.
And Saturday, June 22nd.
Uh-oh!
Oh, yeah, Ariel!
Come on. Come on, Shell's talking shit.
Yo, there's an event going down. You feel me? This is Saga Celebration Square, you know what I mean?
My bad. One more time.
There's an event going on at Mississauga Celebration Square. Y'all know where that is, at Square One.
Let's get it.
It's a reggae festival.
Let's
it's free. You feel me? Junior Reed is performing. Imagine.
Junior Reed? One blood?
No,
one blood Junior
yes.
Reed?
Yes. For free. for free. So come through Friday at 6 to 11 and then Saturday 1 to 11 p.m.
Wait, Friday what? What's the date? What's the number? What's
six,
the date?
June 21st.
Oh, okay.
June 21st and 22nd. Come through. It's free. All I got to do is bring money to eat. You know what I'm saying? Reggae food and beer fucking Red Stripe.
What the fuck is reggae food?
Reggae.
Okay, food. There comma, we go. Comma. For the audio listeners,
there was a comma.
There's a comma.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, come through, man. It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be there. So come through.
I may be there too, man.
You know what I mean?
Shit. Yeah, wait, when is it?
Friday, June 21st.
Fuck.
Saturday, June 22nd. And there's a boat cruise on the Sunday if you're interested in that.
All right, niggas going too far.
Ivory Music Festival, you know, I'm going to put all the info on the screen. Go to Ivory Music Festival on Instagram if you're trying to. Ivory Music Fest on Instagram and check it out, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, you nick.
And that's it. I'm signing out.
Signing out, man.
Chocolate one, man.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Oh, I hope shit doesn't. Does this shit just disconnect? Oh, no.
No, we good.
Yo, Maria, what you talking about, man?
That's it. Fire.
That's all it is.
Oh, yeah, Area.
Yo, you guys already know, man. Yeah. Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the. You guys should all be here at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Listen to us on the iTunes podcast app and drop 5 stars. Say something very nice. We're also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we getting a lot of samples in for 4ye.ca. So.
yeah,
on
the way.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, you know Trey got something to say too.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, who got the fucking quote of the day?
Man? Yo, before the quote of the day, let me say something, man. Yo, I seen a lot of y'all niggas coming at me and fucking messaging me and some shit like that. Whatever, whatever. But y'all niggas, my man's Young Thug posted some shit and he said a certain caption and y'all niggas sent it to me saying, is this your king? That's my fucking man's. You heard? His caption was obviously like got people talking about it. I feel like, I don't know if he's trolling or not. I don't really care. But bro, like I talk about Young Thug because his music is great. You know what I mean? And I feel like people just reaching and shit. It's just like, right, come on, man. Like. I support Thug for
yeah, hustle, don't stop. Thank you, God.
I appreciate you guys for listening to this podcast.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like Jermaine said, all the links is down below. If you guys go, subscribe, listen.
Yeah,
that's the quote, nigga. Yeah,
oh, yeah.